The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
To his deals with the devil, Danny Stevens is now the coolest kid at school. Jake Barnes, meanwhile, is enjoying a blossoming of complicated relationship with Natasha, the science lab sex robot he brought to life with the help of, you guessed it, the devil. But selling your soul comes at a price, and Danny has been exhibiting some extra entitled behavior, driving a wedge between he and Jake. Meanwhile, weirder things keep happening in the formerly sleepy town of Linville.
Good morning, Linville. You're listening to Yos in the Morning on 99B-Rock FM. This morning, I'm coming to you live from my bedroom. I'm sad to report that the B-Rock FM radio station fell into a fiery pit this morning. Authorities have not yet been able to identify a particularly bizarre pattern of natural disasters that seem to be occurring throughout the Linville area. Mysterious caverns have suddenly opened up in various locations. Be advised, do not approach any of these pits or attempt to descend into them. Several people have already been injured or lost to the abyss forever. Thanks to this. Oh no, not again! Avenge me, listener!
That night promised to be the best time of my life. Everything was finally paying off, and I was about to host the party of the century. Something was eating at me, though, and I couldn't say what. Of course I was pissed about the fight with Jake, but if you're not with me, you're against me.
I brought more booze, Danny. Hey, man, is it okay if I put these bottles near the keg in your kitchen? I mean, I can even serve them to people. Call me barkeep.
Sure, that's fine.
Sir, I'm thrilled to report that Mystery Zambrano has been apprehended in her home and will be delivered to you within the hour.
Apprehended?
Yes, sir. She'll be under your care shortly, and I'm sure eager to do your bidding. And don't worry, she'll only barely put up a fight.
It's all coming to plan.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, this fine ale has my insides in a twist.
Totally. This is an awesome party, Danny. It's already off the chizane. It's not even 7 p.m. and someone already passed out in the bathtub and people are skinny dipping in your pool.
Cool.
Everything okay, Danny? You don't seem super thrilled that you're in the midst of throwing the best party this town has ever seen. And I mean, who better to...
No, yeah, it's fine. Great party. Just wish we could shake things up a little. Still feels kind of played out, right?
Yeah, you're right. I'll figure out something to make this the fucking best, wildest rager ever. Woo! All right.
Is that Jake at the front door? Didn't think I'd see him come crawling back so soon.
You want me to kick him out of here, Danny? Just say the word.
Nah, it's all right. I can handle Jake. You just worry about lighting this shit up.
You got it, boss. See you back here soon.
Jake! Fancy seeing you here.
Hey, Danny. I didn't want to come, but Natasha insisted.
Hi, Danny. You're looking well.
You too, Natasha.
I'm so excited to learn more about the social patterns of teenagers when we gather en masse. Plus, I love keg stands.
Babe, don't let anyone get your drink for you.
Sure. And why not? Are you still encountering those feelings of primal jealousy that we discussed yesterday evening?
That's part of it. But I also don't want anyone slipping anything into your drink, like a drug or a...
Understood. I so appreciate you always looking out for my well-being, Jake. See you soon.
Jesus, she's aged a decade in a day.
Her intelligence is staggering and rapidly increasing. I woke up to her reading quantum physics and AI last night at like 2 a.m.
I take it you still haven't popped that 3D printed cherry?
That's all you fucking care about. I don't even know why I bother talking to you.
I don't either. You know, I could have you thrown the fuck out of here if I wanted to.
Feel free. I just wanted to tell you that I'm not a fucking coward. I'm gonna tell Natasha the truth about where she came from. It isn't worth it trying to get laid by someone who doesn't want to fuck you on their own free will. This shit is pathetic. You literally had someone innocent killed so that you could get your dick wet. Enjoy your dumbass party. And knowing that none of these people would give a shit about you if they had a choice in the matter. I don't even know you fucking are anymore. You're a fucking monster.
Who are you calling a monster?
Whoa, dude. What the fuck is happening with your voice?
What?
You just sounded straight up crazy.
Whatever. Get out of my face. I'm only letting you stay here so you can bask in my glory.
Burn his body. Burn his body.
The fuck is this?
I did it, Danny. I did it.
What did you do?
We broke into the morgue.
That was fast.
And we found Derek Murray's body and brought it to you. Now we don't have to burn his body in an effigy. We can fuck with the real thing.
Delicious.
You're okay with that, dude?
Let us sow the chaos overdue. Rising from below for centuries. Finally, my powers are unleashed.
Has he been talking like this all night?
I only talked to Danny.
I need to find Natasha. Natasha!
Hello, Jake. I ensured that no one served me alcohol that wasn't directly from the source, as you recommended. Thank you, peers, for encouraging my fun and indulgence this evening. I think I'll stop now, as I've reached a point that will allow me sufficient intoxication and a threshold of playful experimentation without loss of my faculties or wherewithal. Cheers!
Natasha, come with me. I have to tell you something. I had wanted to find the right time, but things are going fucking insane, and I just... Okay, Natasha, this is very difficult to explain.
I'll do my best to comprehend, Jake. I hope you know you can always be candid with me. I inherently trust, respect, and admire you.
That's just it, Natasha. You're, well, you have, how do I tell you this without... When a man and a woman love each other very much, usually they... Fuck it. I made a deal with the devil to have you, a 3D printed sex doll with a personality mind from the archive pages of Playboy magazine, animated and brought to life for my sexual pleasure. You're not real, Natasha, whatever real means. I made you in a lab with the help of the devil.
Wow. I'm experiencing a rush of very complex emotions. On the one hand, I am grateful to you for telling me and understand that it must have been a very difficult decision for you.
It was. It really was.
On the other hand, it's a near impossible task to wrap my head around the notion that I exist purely at your whim and that my personality is nothing of my own creation, simply a spell or even a code in the universe that perpetuates itself.
I guess that could be true of all of us.
How right you are. And you created me simply for your sexual pleasure?
And, well, love. But I didn't like the idea of you being coerced into reciprocating my feelings. I truly have no idea what happens now that you're aware of where you're from. If the spell breaks, or the code ruptures, or what?
A very complex conundrum indeed. If you don't mind, I think I'll need some time to process this revelation before I can determine what ability, if any, I'll have to continue a relationship with you and in what capacity.
Yeah, of course. I just want you to have a real chance to decide what you want. To complicate matters further, I think shit is hitting the fan. Danny also made a deal with the devil, and things seem to be getting worse and worse. This all has to be the devil's doing, and if anyone can make this right, it's me. I need to see about a big D.
Oh, delightful. I love a big D.
Everything is going according to plan. Nothing can stop us now.
A great time, sir, but aren't you just a bit curious about Danny's anti-crom party? I heard, someone got their hands on some Polish vodka. You know, that's my favorite.
Gazul, in a matter of hours, you'll be able to have anything you desire, for Earth will be ours.
Who's there?
Hey, guys.
It's the nine-fingered boy in the sex robot.
Hey, man, she's not a sex robot. She's so much more than that now.
I'm a fully cogent being, you goblin.
Goblin? I'm clearly a demon. I'll accept cool, but not goblin.
Silence!
You think you can come to my lair and spy on me?
Negative, your devilness. It's just something happened with Danny. He's a total dickbag and a half now, and I think there's a demon living inside of him. Can you make him normal again?
Who's to say he isn't normal? Perhaps he's always been cool and was simply putting on airs around you.
He collects model cars.
That sounds cool to me.
You didn't let me finish. He collects model Hondas.
Okay, yeah, that isn't cool.
I'm sorry, Jake. There's nothing I can do for you. Just be happy you have your sex robot.
I'll debate the merits of Sun Tzu's The Art of War with you right now.
Impressive, but pass. Now, if you'll excuse us, we have to get ready. I always like to stretch before I surface.
Wait! Wait! I've come to stop you.
Fuck's sake, Guzzle. Take care of this.
Fuck! You just incinerated... Was that Lucas Holmes?
We're cool unless you mess with us. Now, if you'll excuse us...
I think we're fucked.
You need to have hope. The odds are stacked against us, but look at me. I've come so far already and it's been less than 48 hours. I believe we can save Danny. The universe is
Jake.
A many splendored place.
Jake!
Holy shit, Lucas is alive!
Listen to me. The devil and his demons are going to rise and take over the Earth. But there's a way to stop it. You have to...
What? I have to what?
Burn the new gym to the ground. Reverse the curse. It protects the hell portal. It's the only way.
How do you know this?
I've been trafficking with the devil for a while now. I did my research. There are a lot of us under the devil's thumb.
Is this why kids keep disappearing?
Yes! Greedy high school egos.
Wait, so...
I'm dying here, buddy! I wish I could be more helpful. Good luck vanquishing Lucifer. I'll be rooting for you.
We gotta get back to the party. Still not a prom king, bitch. I got prom queen bitches and they all need someone to ride. And if I'm all you want, then shut the fuck up for a minute. Stop killing my heart. And if you want love...
Even Derek's corpse sucks. His fucking arm fell off.
Tape it back on! This assembly is nearly perfect. Except, I do not have a mate. I need to copulate immediately. I'm not a prom king.
You can save me anyway. Bring me the woman!
Hey, boss?
I'm quite fine, lad. What year is it?
It's 2021, my dog.
Has it been that long? Your pants. They're very form-fitting.
I can wear bootcut jeans if that's your wish.
Where's my horse?
Shit, you own a horse?
I tire of you.
Danny, there's some serious shit going on. I need you to snap out of your power trip or it's gonna be too late.
Danny is no longer home, boy.
Oh, now fucking what?
I am General Herman Enoch Lewis Lynn, slayer of 1,000 soldiers, founder of Lynnville!
Almost sounded intimidating until the last bit, a little contrived if I'm honest.
Someone bring me a fresh lager!
This is bad. My friend is possessed.
Lucas said we just need to burn down the school to break the curse and reset the universe to its previous normalcy, right? Seems like Danny or Lynn is also pretty keen on burning things down.
Natasha, I love you more than ever.
I'm not ready to discuss my emotions at this time based on the truth bomb you dropped on me earlier. If we can rally this crew of rowdy teenagers, I imagine we can get the school burned down in no time. Jake, we need to get everyone to school immediately. Lynn, too.
Okay, let me think,
Hey, General! How would you like to see a real fire? A whole building up in flames.
You've piqued my interest.
Hey, partygoers, let's go crash prom at Hell High and trash it! Well, that was incredibly easy.
They're drunk teenagers, Jake.
True that.
I feel like you're up to something, young Jake. But I'm willing to entertain this little exercise before I dominate and destroy you, if need be.
Kinky.
Pick up that desecrated corpse and bring it with us!
To the school! To the school!
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. Yeah. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's Health Monitoring Litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystal's Health Monitoring Litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One little splash of this Jesus juice that I have in my little hip flask here.
Oh, that sounds delightful, Mr. Winkler. Thank you very much. Whoa, what's in this?
You ever heard of hippie flipping?
What?
I'm just kidding. It's just some schnapps I stole from my mom's liquor cabinet. Might be a little stale.
You know what that means. Everybody grab the person in front of you. It's time for conga line.
Would you like to join me in a conga line, Mr. Winkler?
Yeah, you know what? I'd be honored. But do me a favor, don't touch my hips, all right? I put on a little weight over the holidays and kind of sensitive about it, okay? One of the kids called me Mr. Muffin Man the other day. I still can't shake it. It was so cool.
What the fuck is going on at this school?
Oh,
fuck you, Chet.
What the fuck now, kids? Get the safety!
Mr. Danza, there are only 3 of us here.
Well, get out of here! It isn't safe! Fucking hell! Are they burning a corpse?
That's right! Divine, isn't it?
Danny, step away from the body.
Wangler, you packing heat? Is that allowed under school district ordinance?
If you fire a single bullet, I will have no choice but to eviscerate you.
You don't know who you're messing with, kid. Who are you kidding, Danny, huh? I don't know what kind of drugs you kids got into tonight, but if you step away from the corpse, we can forget all of this ever happened.
Winkler! We were just getting to know each other! Ah!
You want to be next, Danza?
No, thanks! Bye!
Youths of Linville, tonight you will experience a new chapter in your town. Everyone bend the knee to your new ruler. Summon the sacrificial woman.
Mystery.
Mystery. Mystery? This isn't how I wanted this.
Oh my God, Danny is still in there somewhere.
Jake, who is that? Is she okay? I'm oddly aroused by this, but somehow it feels inappropriate.
All of that is the correct response, Natasha. That's Mystery Danny's crush. She's under a spell the devil cast to make her unreasonably horny. And it seems like he really outdid himself. I don't know what Danny or Lynn has in store. We don't have much time.
Let's light this gem up.
Wait, Natasha. If we successfully reverse the devil's curse, I don't know what's going to happen to you. You might disappear into thin air, and if you do, I just want you to know...
Jake, if I disappear into thin air, I therefore don't have the capacity or the existence to remember or care what you tell me now. So let's just assume I survive and you can say what you need to say later.
So smart. All right, let's get this party started. Let's burn this fucking school down. Who's with me?
Yes, yes! Let's burn this building to the ground. Let hellfire consume all.
For a bunch of drunk teenagers, this crowd sure come prepared. Who just has a blowtorch handy?
I always have a blowtorch on me. I've been perfecting my recipe for creme brulee.
Jake, I can't tell if it's working. Building's on fire, but how do we know if the curse is lifted?
That could be a good sign.
Jake, what is happening?
The indigenous army Lynn slayed centuries ago. They've come back to life. Lucas didn't warn us about this part.
Let's get the fuck out of here, Jake.
My men! Welcome home! A return of our finest hour! Our finest triumph! A reckoning! Attack!
Or I'm calling each and every one of your parents.
Mom?
Danny! Are you all right?
I think so. I was possessed.
I know, honey. I saw it from miles away. That's a power I have.
Wait. Mom, are you?
Master Priestess and Head Comptroller to God? Yes. Well, yes, I am. I wanted to wait till you were 18 to tell you, but hell, close enough.
Comptroller?
Yes. And I don't even want to think about the mess of paperwork this is going to require. Devil? Gazul? Where are you, you little shits? I know you're here somewhere.
Ooh, Fran! So great to run into you here! How have you been?
Fran, may I say, you haven't aged a decade since we saw you last. You're looking so well!
Don't you start with me, you two. We will be setting a call with the big guy. Post haste. I'm shutting down this portal for good. You have abused your privileges and upset the balance of the universe. Not to mention, you are in blatant violations of clauses 8A, 19B, and 21F. Did you two really think you could overthrow Earth in the matter of one weekend?
Well, I'm the devil. What can I say? You can't fault me for trying.
Yes, well, my assistant will be reaching out to you for scheduling. Now, be gone!
Well, I have to say, I am very disappointed in your work here, Gazul. Very poorly conceived.
She was supposed to be in Chicago!
Danny! Danny! Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you and Natasha?
It's a miracle, bro. Natasha survived.
Hi, Danny. Clause 14-2A, item 7. It's not worth explaining. Just be grateful you're alive and sentient.
I certainly am. All this death has reminded me what a gift existence is.
I'm so sorry, bro. That was miserable. I could see that I was being a total dick, but I literally couldn't control myself.
Oh my god, bro, you were possessed. And I was being a total hypocrite. We cool?
We're so cool. You guys okay? That was really dicey for a minute there. Mom, I'm so sorry. I made a deal with the devil.
Oh, it's okay, honey. We're all tempted sometimes. Live and learn. Your sister got into a similar mess her junior year. I mean, how else do you think she was so popular?
That explains so much.
But you are grounded until graduation.
That feels fair.
All right, let's get out of here. You kids need a ride home?
Wait, oh my god, mystery.
Yeah, hey guys, not to be that person, but I appear to be naked strapped to a wooden stake. Sure wouldn't mind a little help here.
Mary Williams.
our guests, we'll be hosting a special memorial service and reception to honor and celebrate the many individuals that we've unfortunately lost this year. Chips and punch will be served. We also have a cake in the shape of our fallen hero, Mr. Wendler's face. I still think about the sound of his thorax being ripped out, and it haunts me. It just... I can't.
I just remembered I killed Mr. Wangler.
Yeah, but it wasn't like you. It was Lin Yu, so I think you're good.
I can live with that.
We did it. Gowns and everything.
I'll be honest. I didn't think you'd graduate. I don't remember the last time you actually finished an assignment.
I mean, I made Natasha, but I guess that was more extra credit.
Speaking of Natasha, where is she?
She's here, but we're taking a break.
Bummer, dude. The whole experience must have been pretty taxing on the relationship.
Yeah, it's not really that.
Hey guys, congrats on entering the college world. What a thrill to open your minds to brand new experiences. Speaking of brand new experiences, this is my girlfriend, Stephanie. She's very attractive inside and out, and is well suited to my specific proclivities.
Babe, you make me feel so good. I'm so grateful I found you.
Why don't you head over to the reception and I'll meet you over there.
I miss you already.
She's a lesbian.
Pansexual. Turns out the devil did infuse her with quite a bit of specific desires, which includes, as you know, a lot of girl-girl action.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Usually, I'd be turned on by this, but I'm totally a new man.
Me too, totally.
It's really great to see you doing so well, Natasha.
Yeah, embracing your life with such vigor.
Yes. I'll admit I was a bit bewildered when Jake told me how I was conceived and that I was programmed with certain disposition and various proclivities. But ultimately, all beings are born with similar programming and therefore struggle with the problems of free will. So I've found gratitude for my situation.
That's a really healthy attitude, Natasha.
Plus, I get to eat pussy whenever I want. What a treat.
Yeah, that too.
See you guys later.
Dude, is that Mystery over there?
Yeah.
Mystery!
Hey, Danny. You want to go somewhere and talk?
I would love that. If that's what you want, of course. I want to do whatever makes you comfortable.
Take it down a notch, dude.
Meet me by the bleachers in 5?
I'll be there.
Bro, does she have a tail sticking out of her dress?
But that wouldn't make any sense. There are no consequences to any of our actions, right?
A shit ton of people died. But other than that, I don't think so.
Even if she does have a demon tail, I can go to accept it. Remember, we're not superficial guys anymore.
Or maybe she just wants to talk and be friends.
Yeah, I would be into that too.
That's right, we're Danny and Jake, and we're stand-up dudes.
Have you gotten used to the sky being a permanent fire orange color yet?
Yeah, I think it's dope.
They tell me they're sorry. I think that they're lying. These drugs won't mean a thing when I'm dead. So why do I buy all of your shit?
I really wanted us to get away with it this time.
We're not finished yet. For high school is a terrifying place. There will be others like Danny and Jake, and we will get our opportunity. The Earth will be ours yet.
You're such a good speaker, sir.
Oh, thank you. It is kind of my thing.
So what do we do now?
We do what everyone who fails does. Get a tub of ice cream, eat it in one sitting, and then we bury our pain down deep.
I hate to be that guy, but do you have any vanilla? Chocolate keeps me up at night.
They tell me to worry, but I don't give a fuck. I got a story, and I'm gonna write it up. My mom said I'm her bum, yeah. You said I'm them.
Prom in Hell is a production of Audio Media, created by Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers are Jared Goodstadt, Jimmy Jelinek, and Sam Winter. Original songs performed by Jaden and Nessa Barrett, Swaco, Yoza, Q, 44 Phantom, Ricky Desktop, and Caroline Freeland, who also star in the series. Also starring Stormy Daniels as Annie's mom. All additional roles performed by the Audio Up players. Prom in Hell was written and directed by Jimmy Jelinek and Laura Ramadi, with additional writing by Micah Paisner. Zimmerman. Associate producers Richard Regal and Ashley Arndt. All music for Prom Hell was written and produced by Jared Goodstep, Jaden, Kinder, Jeff Eaters, with contributions from Nessa Merritt, Swaco, Yoza, Q, 44 Phantom, Ricky Desktop, and Audio Chateau. Additional score by Jeff Peters and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Produced for Audio Up by Phil Alberstadt, Jordanic Lake Frantine, and John Grazia. Legal and Business Affairs by Jason Boyarski, a.k.a. Lawyer Man. For music from the series, please visit Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you find good music. For extras and behind-the-scenes footage, visit our YouTube channel or audioup.com. And don't forget to get your free tickets to a first-of-a-kind live stream concert experience, Prom in Hell Live, produced in collaboration with No Cap Events, featuring performances by Nessa Barrett, Jaden, Swaco, 44 Phantom, Q, and Yoza. Visit nocap.shows/prominhell to get your tickets to the first ever punk rock prom, Prom in Hell Live.
This time I'll be okay. This time you won't know me. I'ma rise up and I'll be the best. This time I'll be okay. This time you won't know me. I'ma rise up and I'll be the best. This time I'll be okay. This time you won't know me.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.